listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 6. Today's episode is for anyone who feels like they're walking through a tunnel that never seems to end. And you know the kind of season I'm talking about. Not a bad day and not a bad week, but a long stretch where stress feels constant, healing feels slow, the answers feel far away, and you keep asking yourself, when does this get easier? Maybe it's waiting for medical news, navigating grief, job uncertainty, burnout in your career, family conflict that feels never ending, emotional healing that feels like it's taking forever. And here's where I want to say gently, just because something feels endless doesn't mean it's hopeless. Season 7 is about completion, reflection, and renewal. And today I'm going to talk about how to walk through long tunnels without losing your light. Now let's ground ourselves first. If you're able to, place one hand on your heart. Inhale slowly and hold gently. And exhale. Again, inhale slowly and hold. And exhale. Now whisper to yourself, even when I can't see the end, I can take the next steps. And you don't have to see the whole path to keep moving. Now let's talk about what happens psychologically when we're in prolonged stress. Our brains crave resolution. So when something lasts longer than expected, it can create emotional fatigue, hopeless thinking, loss of motivation, and nervous system exhaustion. This is called chronic stress exposure. And here's the truth. Long tunnels don't just test your patience. They test your identity. You start asking, who am I while I'm waiting? And who am I while things are unfinished? So let's bring this back to our Season 7 framework. Completion doesn't always mean the situation ends. Sometimes completion means you stop fighting reality long enough to breathe. Reflection asks, what is this season teaching me about myself? And renewal means finding small moments of light even before the tunnel ends. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. So to put this into further context, I'm going to share some real-life examples. First one, career tunnel. Maybe you're working hard and not being recognized. You show up every day, but feel unseen. That tunnel can make you question your worth. The light doesn't always come as a promotion. Sometimes the light is realizing my value isn't determined by this environment. That realization is renewal. Next example, the healing tunnel. Some of you may be in therapy, doing the work, and wondering why healing feels slow. Well, let me tell you something clinically. Healing isn't linear. You may feel like you're back at the beginning, but you're actually walking deeper into awareness. The light is not perfection. The light is self-understanding. And the last one is the personal life tunnel. Maybe you're caring for someone, supporting everyone else, and holding it together. And you feel like no one sees how tired you are. The tunnel isn't just external, it's emotional. Light might look like asking for help, setting boundaries, and resting without guilt. So I want you to take a moment to pause and ask yourself, what tunnel am I currently walking through? What thoughts show up when I feel stuck? What small moments of light have I overlooked? And who or what reminds me to keep going? Because sometimes the tunnel feels endless because we're only looking for big breakthroughs instead of noticing small lights. Now let's talk about joy, not as denial, but as resistance. Joy doesn't mean ignoring pain. Joy means laughing even when things aren't perfect, finding beauty in ordinary moments, and allowing yourself to feel warmth in the middle of uncertainty. Joy is not the end of the tunnel. Joy is the light you carry while walking through it. And small examples could be music that shifts your mood, a quiet walk, deep conversation, sitting in sunlight, prayer or meditation, and a moment of stillness. These moments recalibrate your nervous system. So I'm going to invite you into an integration practice. And if you're able to, place one hand on your chest and repeat after me. I am allowed to find joy while I'm still healing. I am allowed to move slowly. Even when the tunnel feels long, I am not alone. And light lives inside me too. Now take a breath. And as I close today's episode, remember this. Completion means releasing the pressure to rush the ending. Reflection means noticing who you are becoming along the way. Renewal means creating moments of light even before you reach the exit. You are not lost. You are in motion. And sometimes the tunnel is not a punishment, it's a passage. And if this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who may need encouragement today. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.